Looking at how the volume menu is built, recall from the previous slide that the base D2D menu was defined in a D2D plugin.xml file. Only the menu shell was created that included a separator called top. Yet, there are many entries in the volume menu that are attached to the menu using other XML files. Remember that the basic structure is usually defined in one or more plugin.xml files. Various index.xml files then contribute more structure by referencing other menu XML files. There is a plugin.xml file in the com.raytheon.viz.volume browser plugin. The Cave developers apparently considered the volume menu and the volume browser as a logical unit and developed them together as a unit. The volume browser plugin also contains XML files that configure the volume browser proper. Anyway, the plugin.xml file that's in the volume browser plugin adds a command that can launch the volume browser. Plus, it adds three visible separators, the three horizontal dividers in the menu marked with C, D, and F, and two invisible separators. If you want to customize menus, it's important to look at these plugin.xml files because they tell you the structure, the separators, to which you can attach and organize your own menu entries. So, to this point, the overall structure has been defined, plus the volume browser command was added to the menu. It turns out that the menu option for the pop-ups QT is added through the index.xml menu file, which is accessible through the localization perspective. This file is actually located in the CloudHype plugin. This menu file says that whatever options are in the pop-ups QT.xml menu file will be added to the volume menu after the after VB separator that was already defined as being invisible and marked with a circled B. The pop-ups QT.xml file only contains one menu entry to add the actual entry for the pop-ups QT. Seven additional menu files are in the volume browser plugin and accessible in the localization perspective where site and user overrides can be developed. As shown in the index.xml file in the volume menu section, the base families.xml file is attached just after the volume bundle separator, which is visible and marked with the circled C. The model families.xml file is attached just before this same separator. Note that the index.xml file also defines several key and value pairs to define some variables. In this case, specific model names are passed into the specific menu files, such as MESO8212 for the NAM40 model, GFS213 for GFS model, and so on. The remaining four menu XML files fill out the rest of the volume menu. A one-to-one relationship exists between the menu contributions and the actual displayed menu, including any pull-out submenus. Most menu contributions also associate a display bundle with the menu entry. The bundle causes the actual graphical display to be constructed.